A reed swayed by the wind. We know a lot about wind in Dodge City, but do we know very much about reeds? A reed is a tall grass, usually found in a swamp or a marsh. So if it requires water, we probably don't know very much about reeds. But we can probably picture the image of a reed swayed by the wind. Because it's such a tall, narrow grass, if the wind is very strong, it just bends. We might say that a heavy head of wheat could do the same thing. But John the Baptist was not a reed. St. Gregory the Great said that a reed is someone who bends too easy, either to good or to bad. When St. Gregory heard the very same gospel that we just heard today, he said, "No one's pleasant attitude made St. John the Baptist agreeable, and no one's anger made him bitter." You know, last week, remember in the gospel, everyone loved him and wanted to be baptized by him. But he said, "Make sure that your faith is sincere." This week, he's in prison, hated by most people. But he's still convinced that this is the Christ. In a world of opinion polls and emoticons and likes and loves, it's easy to be like a reed in the wind. But it's important to be grounded, to know the truth, and to believe in things that are important. In recent months, the church in Southwest Kansas has identified three of those things: caring for those in need, forming ourselves in the faith, and supporting priestly vocations. Since September, our volunteers and leaders from the cathedral have received promises of more than $1,070,000 to support those three areas of ministry in the Diocese of Dodge City. Thank you to those of you who have worked hard and given generously. This is a great accomplishment, and I'm very grateful. But we have much to do to reach our goal of 1,900,000. And we need everyone's help, be it big or small. This is our commitment weekend, and so after the offertory, our ushers will hand out commitment cards. And I ask that each family fill one out. Even if you've already made your pledge, since this is our commitment weekend, please fill one out and there will be a space to mark that you've already made your commitment. Are you or your family able to share $3 a day over the next 3 years to accomplish these worthwhile goals? Or $5 a day. Some can give more. Some have already done more. Even a gift of $1 per day over the next 3 years will make an incredible difference for our parish and for the wider church community. Now, it's important to remember that this is separate from the collection of the parish. Your generosity to the cathedral is separate, and there are still needs of the cathedral. That's why it's called a special appeal, an additional sacrifice for 3 years. And I know it can be hard to imagine how one pledge can make that much difference. But think of it like that reed or that stalk of wheat. By itself, the wind is going to make it bend. But together in a group, together in a field, together in a parish, our commitments will make a huge difference.